You're listening to Valley Edition. Last week on our program, we told you about Fresno's Rogue Performance Festival that is taking place currently in Fresno's Tower District. This week, we revisit the festival and bring in a special guest. We hear him, his music in the background there, and he's joining us right now, Fresno composer and musician, jazz artist, saxophonist, multi-instrumentalist, Benjamin Boone, welcome.
Oh, thanks, Joe. It's really a pleasure to be here today.
Ben, you have a very interesting project that is in the works right now. You just had a performance with this new ensemble this past weekend, and it's very significant, not just to Fresno jazz audiences, but also to Fresno poetry fans, because you are combining your music, your original jazz compositions, with the poems of U.S. Poet Laureate and Pulitzer Prize winner Philip Levine. This has to be a dream come true for you to work with one of the greatest poets of all time here in America.
Yeah, I have to say, Joe, it's one of the projects that I'm most proud of. It's been a real joy to work with Philip and work with the area musicians and garnering some guest artists to be a part of this project. I love the spoken word. I love dealing with poetry. My brother is a professor of English at USC, and I think he's instilled a love of words in me. And it's just been a true joy to work on this project.
We're going to listen to some selections from this new project, which you're working on a CD in a little bit. But I want to ask you, how did this come about? Because Phil is sort of the dean, in addition to being poet laureate and Pulitzer Prize winner. He's sort of the dean of Fresno poets, founded the school of Fresno poets, and brought together so many great talents through his creative writing program at Fresno State. How did you go about connecting with him? Because he's been a big jazz fan for years.
Yes, he has. And you know, there's an interesting backstory to this. When I was offered the job at Fresno State in 2000, I spoke with one of my writer friends in Tennessee, Danny Foltzgray, and I told him about the job offer, and I was asking him if he knew about the school. And he said, well, gosh, my favorite poet works there, Philip Levine. And if they have Philip Levine, it has to be a really good place, so you should take that job, Ben. So I really have wanted to work with Philip since I arrived in 2000, but it didn't manifest until the Fresno Filmworks had a fundraiser, I guess a year and a half ago, at the Tower Theater, and they invited Peter Everwine, Philip, and me to be a part of that. And I asked Philip if we could collaborate on some tunes, and so he agreed, and we collaborated, and it was well received. And so after that, I just simply asked him if he'd like to continue the project and continue the collaboration, and he very graciously said that he would. And so we started recording a few tracks, and they turned out pretty good. And so we just continued the process. So now we have, I think, 26 of his poems set to music.
And you performed with Philip this past weekend at the Rogue Festival, and you have some upcoming performances without Philip Levine coming up this coming weekend, Friday night and then Saturday night at the Severance Building on North Wishon Avenue. What was the recording process like going into the studio? You're jazz musicians. You kind of know what you do when you get into the recording studio. What was it like bringing in a spoken word artist, especially one as internationally famous as Philip Levine?
Well, it was really exciting and also somewhat terrifying, because what I needed to do in figuring out what compositions to use and how to integrate word in music, I really had to think about making space for the words to be heard. And so some of the tunes were fully composed, like the little trailer that you played coming into this is from a poem called Our Valley, and that's entirely composed. And then there's another track I think you might play later called Gin, and that's completely improvised. And that's the very first time that we did it, first time we heard Philip reading it. We just had Philip tell us a little bit about what he thought about the poem, and then we just the musicians just responded to that. And so what's captured is that very moment, that very first time the musicians and Philip were together. And I think there's a magic that happens when people are interacting musically for the first time. And another thing I'd like to say about interacting with Philip in the studio is that You know, he's been a jazz fan for a really long time. He has a poem about Clifford Brown that actually Terrence Blanchard's going to play. He's recording it this week, and that'll be on the project. There's a poem about John Coltrane. Branford Marsalis has agreed to be on that track. And so he has this love of jazz music and this knowledge of jazz music. So when he read his poems with the musicians in the studio, you know, he was in tempo. And he was in the key, and he was grooving with the musicians, and the musicians were feeding off of the energy that he gave. He just exuded this enthusiasm for what we were doing and for the music. And so there was a synergy that happened that I hope comes across in the tracks that you're playing.
Well, let's go ahead and listen to Our Valley. This is an excerpt from one of your pieces that's on this forthcoming CD. Again, Benjamin Boone's Quartet with Pulitzer Prize winner, U.S. Poet Laureate Philip Levine.
Our valley. We don't see the ocean. Not ever. But in July and August, when the worst heat seems to rise from the hard clay of this valley, you could be walking through a fig orchard when suddenly the wind cools and for a moment you get a whiff of salt, and in that moment you can almost believe something is waiting beyond the Pacheco Pass. Something massive, irrational, and so powerful even the mountains that rise east of here have no word for it. You probably think I'm nuts, saying the mountains have no word for ocean. But if you live here, you begin to believe they know everything. They maintain that huge silence we think of as divine. A silence that grows in autumn when snow falls slowly between the pines. And the wind dies to less than a whisper, and you can barely catch your breath because you're thrilled and terrified.
Again, Benjamin Boone and his quartet with Pulitzer Prize-winning poet, U.S. Poet Laureate, and Fresno resident Philip Levine. Wow, that is just amazing. It has to be electric to be in the studio in a moment like that and hearing this all unfold in your headphones and in the studio.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think the last line of that segment was thrilled and terrified were the words that Philip used in the poem. And I think that sums up, you know, the feeling. I should mention who the musicians were on that,
do.
If you don't mind.
Yes, please.
Because we use various musicians on various tracks. That was Nye Morton on the bass, Gary Newmark on drums, David Alse on keyboards, Philip Reading, obviously. I was playing soprano saxophone. And the violin you heard at the beginning is my collaborator over in Germany, Stefan Putsch. So he actually recorded that separately and sent it over, and then we integrated the violin into that. But I love that poem about the valley. It really captures the feeling in the sense of you get when you're entering the valley from the Pacheco Pass.
How did you come about writing the pieces that you did write that you weren't improvised?
Uh-huh.
Did you read the poem and think about it and mull it over and then work on things that way? Or did you already have things written and, oh, this might work well with this poem?
Right. Well, actually, both of those. In the case of Our Valley, I read the poem over and over, and what I got from that from the poem was a sense of space and a sense of landscape and a sense of vastness. And so, you know, after thinking about it, I went to the piano and tried out a ton of things, and I ended up coming up with that repetitive type of figure that you hear in the bass and the piano at the very beginning. And I wanted and think the violin and saxophone with the echoes and stuff give a sense of vastness and of space and majesty and all of those. So that one was really came at, well, with all of them. I read the poem over and over and over again, asked my poet friends, you know, what they thought the poems meant, and then sweated out the music I thought would be appropriate.
Yeah, let's go ahead and now listen to another track. This is the one that you were talking about.
This
was improvised
Jen.
On
yeah.
the spot. Again, Philip Levine with the Benjamin Boone Quartet.
Gin. first time I drank gin, I thought it must be hair tonic. My brother swiped the bottle from a guy whose father owned a drugstore that sold booze in those ancient, honorable days when we acknowledged the stuff was a drug. Three of us passed the bottle around, each tasting with disbelief. People paid for this? People had to have it the way we had to have the women we never got near? Actually, they were girls. But never mind, the important fact was their impenetrability. Leo, the third foolish partner, suggested my brother should have swiped Canadian whiskey or brandy. But Eddie defended his choice on the grounds of the expressions gin house and gin lane, both of which indicated the preeminence of gin in the world of drinking, a world we were entering without understanding how difficult exit might be.
Again, Benjamin Boone and his quartet, an excerpt from a forthcoming CD featuring the poems of Philip Levine, Pulitzer Prize winner and U.S. Poet Laureate and longtime Fresno resident. Benjamin Boone joins us on our program today. Ben, we just have a few minutes left. Has to be not only a thrill to perform with these musicians and to perform with Philip Levine as you did this past weekend, but also to put this project together and see it to fruition. When can we expect to maybe see this out in public on compact disc?
Yeah, I'm hoping before the end of the year, but we'll have to see all the business arrangements and everything with that. And really quickly, Craig Van Berg was on the last track, Spee Kozloff, Karen Margath, Brian Hamada, and of course, Philip reading the poem. And Karen, during the recording of this, was laughing so absolutely hysterically that anyway, that's a funny backstory. She thought it was really a funny poem.
Oh, great stuff. That's what you get. You never know what'll happen when you go into the studio with some musicians. Now, you're going to be performing this weekend, Friday night at 10, and then Saturday night at 10 with your group, the Evolution Quartet, as part of the Rogue Festival. Tell us briefly about that.
Absolutely. We're going to be doing some of the tunes that are going to be on the CD without Philip. We did perform with Philip last weekend, but not this weekend. David Alce is on the keyboards, Spee Kozloff on the bass, Brian Hamada drums, and we have a special guest, Mike Taylor, playing one of Spee's tunes. And I should also mention some of David Alce's compositions are on the CD with Philip, too. So David's a fabulous composer, and it's just a joy to work with such great musicians and musicians.
We'll definitely be looking forward to that, and also looking forward to your behind the music performance that's coming up this weekend with the Fresno Philharmonic.
Oh, thanks so much, Joe. It's been a real pleasure to do the Inside the Music pre-concert talks for the Fresno Philharmonic. They come 1 hour before each of the Masterworks concerts. There are links to some videos I've done with guest artists, and you're going to be filling in with me for the Woo Man concert when I'm at a conference.
That's the rumor that's out there. Pinch hitter here behind the microphone. Looking forward to it. And again, Benjamin Boone, thank you so much. If people want more information, do you have a website or anything like that?
I do. It's benjaminboone.com, or I'm on Facebook too. So wonderful if you can come out to the Rogue Festival. The last concert, 10 o'clock on Saturday, is going to go into an after party and a jam session. So a lot of local musicians, if you want to come and play, come on down.
Well, we look forward to it, and we're looking forward to that CD when it comes out later this year again. Benjamin Boone, our guest today on Valley Edition. Ben, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.